弟兄姐妹们，大家好。
Greetings to brothers and sisters.
感谢主，我们就能够一同在不同的地方，我们一同在主面前敬拜。
We thank the Lord, even though we may be located at different places, but we can worship the Lord together.
这些日子我们开始读帖撒罗尼迦前后书。
These days we're reading the letters to the church in Thessalonica.
帖撒罗尼迦教会是保罗他们在第二次旅行布道的时候建立的。
And we all know Thessalonica church was established during the second trip of Paul.
那个时候他们遇到许多的逼迫。
And they were greatly persecuted at that time.
所以在帖撒罗尼迦有三个安息日在那里传讲神的道。
And Paul was preaching gospel in three different Sabbaths.
然后在那样的一个短的时间里面建立了帖撒罗尼迦的教会。
And just within that short period of time, the church of Thessalonica was established.
但是这个教会他们有很美好的见证。
Yet,Even though it was in such a short period of time, this church has a great testimony.
保罗很宝贵他们信心所做的功夫。
And Paul really cherished the work out of their faith.
因着他们的爱心所受的劳苦。
And the labor they have out of their love for Christ.
因着他们对主耶稣基督的盼望，他们所存的忍耐。
And the endurance they have based upon the hope they have in Christ.
很多时候我们一读到帖撒罗尼迦前后书，我们就注重的是讲到主的再来。
And many times when we read these two letters, the first and second Thessalonians, our emphasis has usually been on the second coming of the Lord.
前书讲到主的再来。
The first letter talks about the coming of the Lord.
后书讲到再来的主。
The second book focuses on the thing that the Lord that's coming.
但是当我们读的时候，我们发现说这个教会，或者讲说保罗他们来到这个地方，是充满了传福音的火焰。
Yeah, when we read these two letters, you also discover there's this fire, this flame within the Paul's heart.For the preaching of the gospel.
上个主日和弟兄姐妹一起分享传扬好消息。
And last week we're here to share with you preaching the good news.
保罗讲到说，因为我们的福音传到你们那里。
And Paul said that because our gospel came to you.
福音就是大喜的信息。
And the gospel is the great good news.
他说不独在乎言语。
The gospel came to you not simply with words.
言语是福音的信息。
Yes, the words is the message of the gospel itself.
也在乎全能。
But also with power.
全能是福音的能力。
And the power is the power of the gospel.
还有圣灵。
Also because of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵讲到福音的传达。
And the Holy Spirit speaks of the manner with which the gospel was preached.
在我们的里面启示基督，荣耀基督。
The Holy Spirit comes and enlightens with us, reveal within us Christ.
他讲到信心。
And also it talks about faith.
那是讲到福音的确据。
And that is the assurance through the gospel.
我们知道所信的是谁。
Because we know whom we believe.
他讲到为人。
And it talks about the manner we live.
是讲到见证。
And that's our testimony.
特别说到行事为人与他们所蒙的召能够相称。
And that how they live their lives worthy of the holy calling from God.
我们传福音。
So when we share the gospel,
福音是神的大能。
We know gospel is the power of God.
福音是神的儿子。
And it's the Son of God.
我们感谢主。
And we thank the Lord for that.
啊，借着神的话，他来激励我们。
And through His own word, God encourages us.
我们一起唱一首诗歌。
We want to sing a hymn together.
在圣徒诗歌596首。
It's in our hymn book, 596.
传扬好信息。
The chorus says, "Publish glad tidings."
和平福音。
Tidings of peace.
传扬主耶稣。
Tidings of Jesus.
已经救赎罪人。
Redemption and release.
感谢主，他要我们一同来传扬这样宝贵的福音。
We thank the Lord for He desires for us to preach this great and precious gospel.
传扬主耶稣。
To preach about Jesus.
传扬这个大喜的信息。
And preach this great tidings.
今天早间我们继续交通传扬好消息。
And this morning I'd like to share with you again preaching the good news.
请我们一起读帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章第二节。
Let us read 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 2.
我们从前在腓立比被害受辱，这是你们知道的。然而还是靠我们的神放开胆量，在大征战中把福音传给你们。
We have previously suffered and been insulted in Philippi, as you know, but with the help of our God, we dare to tell you His gospel in spite of strong opposition.
在大征战中把福音传给他们。
They were able to share the gospel with them even in the strong opposition.
所以在那个路途上多少的灾害。
And he encountered so many persecutions.
他们被害受辱。
He suffered and he was insulted.
然后我们看见说这个福音竟然能够这样的带着能力的传扬出去。
Even in those situations, the gospel was able to be preached with great power.
在这一章的里面有四次讲到福音。
In the second chapter, there are four times the word gospel was mentioned.
那他也讲到我们在不同的角色，好像来形容或者是说来表达今天福音是怎么样传扬出去的。
And in those references, as if God's telling us there are different roles we can take when share the gospel, and that's how gospel is preached.
我们从三个方面来分享。
And we'd like to share with you from three different roles.
讲到如同受托的管家。
First, it's like the housekeeper who has been entrusted with their responsibility.
那第二段他讲到如同温柔的母亲。
And the second role is like a gentle mom.
那第三段讲到如同劳苦的父亲。
And third role will be like a father who labors much.
那这些日子我们都知道是的在这样的疫情的阶段。
Yes, we are all now living under the shadow of the pandemic.
人与人之间应该是要隔离的。
We have to keep a safe distance from others.
但是我们听见弟兄姐妹的见证。
Yeah, we have heard so many wonderful testimonies these days.
他们用不同的管道，用他们的小组的群，然后或者是有机会见到人，他们怎么样把福音能够传扬出去。
With all these restrictions and requirements, they still manage to share the gospel through many, many safe ways.
有些弟兄姐妹打电话给他们的亲人。
Some people call their loved ones.
今天早间听到有一个小弟兄他的曾祖母得救了。
And I heard among us a young man whose great-grandmother was saved.
Grandmother, 那这个曾祖母呢在医院的时候呢他也曾经打电话去。
And he called his great-grandmother when she was hospitalized.
那这一些讲到不论在怎么样的环境。
Therefore, regardless our situation,
神儿女仍然在那里传讲福音。
Children of God can always share the gospel.
昨天晚上听见一位姊妹分享。
Last night, a female Christian shared,
她戴着口罩跟人家离着一个距离。
How she put out the mask and tried to keep a safe distance from others.
但是她还是没有忘记要传扬福音。
And she continued to preach the gospel.
那在这边我们从这一章里面，她四次讲到传扬福音。
And in chapter 2 of 1 Thessalonians, four times the word gospel was mentioned.
在大征战中，这个福音能够传扬出去。
And the gospel was preached in spite of strong opposition.
我们一起来读一下帖前二章第四节和第五节。
Let's read chapter 2 verse 4.
但神既然验中了我们，把福音托付我们，我们就照样讲，不是要讨人欢喜，乃是要讨那查验我们心的神欢喜。因为我们从来没有用过谄媚的话，这是你们知道的，也没有藏着贪心，这是神可以做见证的。
On the contrary, we speak as men approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel. We are not trying to please men, but God, who tests our hearts.You know, we never use flattery, nor did we put on a mask to cover up greed. God is our witness.
神验中了我们。
And God tests us.
把福音托付给我们。
And He has entrusted us with His gospel.
很多时候我们也许会想说，是的，那些有恩赐的神特别托付给他们。
Sometimes we say, you know, God will probably approve those who are talented.
但是今天我们要看见，在整一个福音已经预备好了，这些何捆他们都预备好了。
Yeah, considering God's gospel.All the harvest is ready. Gospel is ready.
主在那里要打发工人出去。
So what God needs to do is to send out workers.
今天我们看见庄稼已经成熟了。
And we look at the field. Harvest is ready.
主来的日子那么的靠近。
And the day of the Lord's return is near.
那谁是神所验中、谁所托付的呢？
Then who has been approved by God with this responsibility?
主告诉我们说，你们要去，使万民做我的门徒。
The Lord has sent us as go to make nations my disciples.
以赛亚书第六章第八节。
In the book of Isaiah chapter 6 verse 8 it says,
以赛亚在那里他说我听见主的声音。
Isaiah heard the question from God.
神在那里说我可以差遣谁呢？
The Lord says, whom should I send?
谁愿意为我们去呢？
And who will go for us?
以赛亚有一个回应。
Isaiah responded,
我在这里，请差遣我。
He said, "Here am I, send me."
神他不能勉强我们。
God cannot force us.
但是神怎么验中呢？
But how does He approve or assign this?
在心里面有这个愿意的心。
Whoever has a willing heart.
主啊，我在这里。
Here am I, Lord.
请差遣我。
Send me.
请使用我。
Please.Use me
来把福音传扬出去
to share the gospel with others.
他讲到说，他们不是要讨人的欢喜
and they are not doing this to please men.
他乃是要讨主的喜悦
but please God.
在加拉太书一章十节讲到说，我现在是要得人的心呢，还是要得神的心呢？
In Galatians chapter 1 verse 10 says, Am I now trying to win the approval of men?Or of God.
保罗他也遇到很大的压力。
And then Paul was definitely under tremendous pressure.
但他说我岂是讨人的欢喜吗？
He said, am I here to please men or win the approval of men?
若是讨人的欢喜，我就不是基督的仆人了。
If I'm still trying to please men, then I am not a servant of God.
什么时候我们妥协一下？
Whenever we compromise,
我们好像觉得容易一些
and try to make our life easier.
今天要传一个真实的信息
Today, when you preach truth,
传讲真理
a message of truth,
很多时候是遇到抵挡，遇到许多的攻击
Very easily, we will encounter attacks or opposition.
特别在这样一个末后的时代
Especially in the end days.
今天我们到底是要讨人的欢喜呢，还是讨神的欢喜
So what do we want? We want to please men or please God.
所以在这一段里面，我们看见他讲到受托的管家
Therefore, here you see, God is finding a housekeeper who is able to receive His trust.
神把福音托付给我们。
God wants to entrust us with His gospel.
这个福音是全备的福音。
Because this is a full gospel.
啊，这个全备的福音从我们罪得赦免开始。
It starts from the forgiveness of our sin.
一直到我们得荣耀。
To the day that we are glorified.
我们得着基督，我们的救主。
We receive Christ our Savior.
他不但拯救我们。
He not only saved us.
他是我们的生命。
He actually is our life.
我们有一个荣耀的盼望，今天基督住在我们的里面。
We can say the Christ abiding us is our hope of glory.
那在这一个福音我们传讲的时候。
So when we share this gospel.
今天我们是讨神的喜悦。
We know we are a pleasing to God.
传讲纯正的福音。
We are preaching the right and accurate truth.
我们在这里看见我们不过是一个管家。
We're nothing but a keeper.
在福音书里面告诉我们说，所求于管家的是要他有忠心。
And what does God require of a keeper? Is to be faithful.
神托付给我们的。
Be faithful to what He has entrusted us with.
我们有没有忠心来持守？
Are we holding fast faithfully?
在圣经里面，我们也看见
And we also see that in the Bible.
在马太二十五章二十一节。
In Matthew chapter 5 verse 21.
他讲到你这又良善又忠心的仆人。
The master says, "Well done, you good and faithful servant."
你在不多的事上有忠心。
You have been faithful with a few things.
我要派许多的事情呢，派你来管理。
Then I will put you in charge of many things.
你可以进来享受主人的快乐。
Come and share your master's happiness.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们都是一个管家。
Brothers and sisters, you and I are now keepers of God's gospel.
管家所求于管家的是要他们有忠心。
What is required of keepers is to be faithful.
管家知道说今天我们所经营的不是属于我们自己的。
A keeper or a manager knows clearly whatever they are managing or keeping does not belong to them.
不是为着我们。
And it's not for them either.
为着我们的主人。
But for the master, the owner.
管家要认识主人的心意。
And a manager, a housekeeper needs to understand the heart of the owner.
所以不只是良善、忠心，要有见识。
Not only you need to be good and faithful, but also knowledgeable.
我们知道主人他要的是什么。
Clearly knowing what the master wants.
他的心意是什么。
And what is in my master's heart.
哦，弟兄姐妹，一个忠心的管家
A faithful keeper
今天可能在一件最小的事情上
And even on the most trivial thing
我们里面要非常的谨慎
Stays very alertful
不让我的意思高过了我们主人的意思
So that our own idea will not be surpassing the master's idea
不是让我们自己的利益高过了主人的利益
There are benefits surpasses my master's benefit
是的，今天很多时候我们每个人都有个人的需要。
Yes, we have individual needs.
但是我们不过是管家。
But remember, we're just his keeper.
我们侍奉我们的永生神。
And we serve this living God.
他是我们的主人。
He is the master.
我们讲说时间，我不过是时间的管家。
For example, the time we have,We're just a manager of time.
有人觉得说这时间就是我的。
And you might think, oh, my time belongs to me.
我拿我的时间好像来服侍主。
And I'm serving the Lord with my time.
但是我们要真的认识时间是主的。
But you truly need to know that time belongs to the Lord.
生命气息都是主所赐的。
The breath of life is given by Lord and Lord alone.
所以我们不过是时间的管家。
Therefore, we are nothing but a manager of time that's been entrusted to us.
今天神把各样的恩赐赐给我们。
And God has given us all kinds of gifts.
我们是恩赐的管家。
And we are the manager of these gifts.
今天神把财物赐给我们。
And God has given us wealth or money.
弟兄姐妹，不是我们真正拥有这些财物。
Brothers and sisters, don't think that you actually own these things.
我们不过是财物的管家。
We're nothing but the keeper of this wealth.
这些不是真属于我们的。
The wealth does not belong to us.
时间过去何等的快速。
Time flies by so quickly.
有一个人在那里夸耀他有多少栋的房子。
Some may boast that, you know, I own so many houses or real estates.
他一个朋友就问他一句话。
So his friend asked him this question.
50年之后哪一栋房子是你的？
Tell me, 50 years from now, which one will be owned by you?
都没有了。
None.
今天我们不过是在时间里面主托付我们，我们做一个管家。
We're merely managers managing the assets that God has given us in time.
所以要忠心。
So what we need to be is to be faithful.
前一阵子我们接到了好多由中国家庭教会所寄来的口罩。
About a month ago, we received many masks sent from China, the church in China.
他们费财费力。
They really spend much time and money and effort.
一批一批的把这些口罩寄来。
And little by little, they sent us these shipments of masks.
我们分出去给了9个大的医院。
And we were able to send them to 9 different hospitals.
然后2个非盈利的机构。
And 2 non-for-profit organizations.
还有很多弟兄姐妹带到社区里面去分发给社区的这些朋友们。
And we also put them in little bags to pass out in our community.
那我们又收到有一些印有金结的口罩。
Recently, we just received a batch of masks that has a Bible verse printed on it.
耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
It says, "The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want."
我们看见有好多神的儿女。
Therefore, we see many, many children of God.
他们是一个忠心的管家。
They act like faithful managers.
为着福音费财费力。
And for the sake of gospel, they spend their labor and money.
我们也求主激励我们。
And may the Lord encourage us through this.
是的，神既然验中我们。
Yes, since he has approved of us.
我们说主啊，我在这里。
Therefore, our response will be say, "Here I am, Lord."
主你差遣我。
Please send me.
他把福音托给我们。
He has entrusted his gospel to us.
我们传讲这大好的信息。
We will share this great news.
我们不是讨人的欢喜。
We're not here to please man.
我们是讨我们主人的欢喜。
But to please our master.
我们知道我们所有的今天是从主而来的。
Because everything we have is from the Lord.
我们做一个忠心的管家。
What we need to do is to be a faithful keeper.
那第二个，他讲到如同温柔的母亲。
The second role in this chapter is like a, we are like a gentle mother.
我们一起来读帖前第二章第七节和第八节。
Let's read 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 verses 7 and 8.
只在你们中间存心温柔，如同母亲乳养自己的孩子。我们既是这样爱你们，不但愿意将神的福音给你们，连自己的性命也愿意给你们，因你们是我们所疼爱的。
But we were gentle among you like a mother caring for her little children. We love you so much that we were delighted to share with you not only the gospel of God, but our lives as well, because you have become so dear to us.
纯心温柔。
That we were gentle among you.
他说，我们知道我们主的生命，他是那样的柔和谦卑。
And just like the life of Jesus, which is gentle and humble.
主是怎么样在他的这样的一个低微的位置上。
How he took such a lowly position.
站在人的地位上。
A position as a man.
在人中间我们看见他受羞辱，他受痛苦。
We saw how he suffered and how he was insulted.
但他怎么样彰显神的尊贵，神的荣耀，神的能力。
But still through those bad treatments, he was able to manifest God's glory.
他把他的生命赐给我们。
And in the same way, he has given us his life.
今天我们要传讲这样宝贵的福音。
So when we share this precious gospel with others,
我们说福音是神的大能。
We know that gospel is the power of God,
要救一切相信的。
For the salvation of those who believe,
我们看见有多少福音的勇士。
And we see so many warriors of gospel,
他们性命都不顾。
And they didn't care about their lives,
他们不是胆怯的。
And they were not timid,
他们是这样的勇敢的。
Instead, they were courageous,
但是他们生命彰显出来的时候，
Yet when their life is lived out,
是非常的温柔。
It's in a very gentle manner,
纯心温柔。
They actually have a very gentle spirit.
他讲到说，如同母亲乳养自己的孩子。
And just like a mother caring for her little children.
一面你看见大能的勇士。
On one hand, you see they are courageous warriors.
但是他的生命却是那样的温柔。
Yet the manifestation of the life is very gentle.
提后第二章第二十四节讲到说，神的仆人不可增进。
And 2 Timothy chapter 2, 20, verse 24 says, And the Lord's servant must not quarrel.
他说只要温温和和地待众人。
Instead, he must be kind to others.
善于教导，存心忍耐。
Be able to teach and not resentful.
用温柔劝诫那抵挡的人。
And to those who oppose him, he must gently instruct.
有的时候我们天然的生命，我们会想说怎么样来好好的跟他辩论，来理论一番。
Out of a natural life, our reaction usually is like, I will argue with him, I will convince him.
对那些抵挡的人
especially to those who oppose the gospel.
有些人讲得很不讲理
and some are people are so unreasonable.
甚至在那里辱骂
they even insult or mock the Lord.
但是用温柔来劝诫
but the Lord says instruct them gently.
或者神给他们悔改的心可以明白真道
in the hope that God may grant them repentance that lead them to truth.
福音的大能要彰显出来
for the power of the gospel to be revealed.
圣灵在人的里面做工
for the gospel to work within man through the Holy Spirit.
很多时候不是照着我们所想的
Many times, really not according to how we think should be done.
我们的天然聪明智慧知识没法说服人的
All the intellect, all the wisdom, all the knowledge from a natural life cannot truly convince people.
但是有的时候那一个温柔的劝诫
Yet, a lot of times,That instruction of gentleness.
从生命里面出来的
That gentle instruction out of our inner life.
叫人的里面被圣灵所触摸
Can convict people's heart through the touch of the Holy Spirit.
改变人的心
And then change them.
他讲到说要乳养像母亲一样乳养自己的孩子
Says like a mother caring for her little children.
那这个乳养呢它同一个字不同的翻译是在以弗所书第五章二十九节
And the same word caring has a different interpretation that's written in Ephesians chapter 5Verse 29.
从来没有人恨恶自己的身子
Says no one ever hated his own body.
他说总是保养顾惜
But he feeds and he cares.
这个顾惜就是这个乳养，同一个字。
But here the word feeds and cares is the same thing as caring for their children.
正像基督带教会一样。
It's just like how Christ does.His church.
我们是他身上的肢体。
We are a member of his body.
我们是他身上的肢体。
We are his members of his body.
所以他保养顾惜。
Therefore, he feeds and he cares.
所以主他真的是像这边所讲的，像母亲来乳养我们。
Just like a mother caring for her children.
他讲到这是极大的奥秘。
And it says here, it's a great mystery.
是说到基督和教会。
And it's talking about Christ and his church.
今天主把这样的一个负担也要放在我们的里面。
In the same way, the Lord is entrusting us with the same burden of care.
像母亲乳养自己的孩子。
To care just like a mother would care for her little children.
所以我们愿意看见说每一个蒙恩得救的神的儿女。
Therefore, every child of God who has been saved
都是何等的宝贵
is very, very precious
都是主付了重价所买回来的
It's been redeemed through great price the Lord has paid
今天我们认识到说我们是这样的他说我们这样的爱你们不但愿意将福音给你们连自己的性命也给你们
He said, we love you so much that we were delighted to share with you not only the gospel of God but even our lives as well
所以保罗他讲到说你们是我们所疼爱的
Therefore to Paul these churches are someone he loved dearly
因着爱他们把福音传去
And out of love he shared the gospel with them
虽然经过了大的患难大的征战
Even though they have to go through great tribulations
很多的逼迫但是他们仍然因着爱把福音传扬
Regardless of the persecution they face out of love they share the gospel
他们说不只传扬福音给你们我们的性命都愿意给你们
It says we want to share with you not only the gospel of God even with our own life
我们都很熟悉约翰福音三章第十六节
We all are very familiar with the verse John 3:16
神爱世人
That God so loved the world
他说甚至将他的独生子赐给他们
That he gave his one and only son
神的爱有行动
Therefore, God loves with an action.
他赐下他独生的儿子。
His action was to give us his beloved son.
主爱我们每一个人。
And the Lord loves each and every one of us.
他的爱是有行动的。
Therefore, there's an action prompted by this love.
他舍了性命。
For us, He gave his own life.
你的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们的里面。
And today, the Holy Spirit has poured out into our heart this love of God.
我们看见历世历代有多少的圣徒。
Therefore, you see so many saints throughout generations.
他们因着爱甘心舍了自己。
Were willing to lay down their lives because of love.
因着爱他们走上这条传福音的道路。
And because of this love they have, they were on the way of gospel preaching.
在这些属灵的伟人当中
Among all these beautiful, wonderful spiritual giants
有一位戴德森
There's a character, Hudson Taylor
他讲了一句话
He had this famous saying
我若有千万英镑中国可以全数支取
If I had £1,000, China should have it
我若有千条性命中国应该拥有他们
If I had £1,000 lives, China should have it
所以他愿意舍下许多地上的前途
Therefore, he was willing to forego his future.
他到了中国
He went to China.
在那里传扬福音
He went there to share the gospel of God.
千万英镑
If I have £1,000,
他全部是为着中国
China should have it.
千条性命全部为着中国
If I have £1,000 lives,China should have it.
那他又讲到说不，其实不是中国。
And he continued by saying, No, not for China.
是为着基督。
But for Christ.
是为着基督，今天他愿意舍下他的一切。
It is for Christ he was willing to let go of everything.
弟兄姐妹，如同温柔的这个母亲。
He loves them just like a mom caring for his little children.
乳养自己的孩子。
And he was gentle like a mom caring for his little children.
我们求主把这样的一个爱充满在我们的里面。
We pray the Lord will just put in our heart a love like a mom.
这是神的爱。
And that is God's love.
愿意舍了他独生子的爱。
That God was so willing to let go his one and only son for love.
这个爱是基督的爱。
That is the love of Christ.
为我们舍命牺牲的爱。
That love, that sacrificial love.
今天圣灵能够将这个爱浇灌在我们的里面。
And in the same way, the Holy Spirit is able to pour into our hearts this love.
这个爱圣灵在里面，它来激励我们。
And this love is encouraging us within.
叫我们不为自己活，我们为那替我们死而复活的主活。
So that we no longer live for ourselves, but for Christ.Who died and lived again for us.
让耶稣基督的生命从我们里面能够活出来。
So the life of Jesus Christ can be lived out through us.
带着一个福音的大能。
And come out through the power of gospel.
改变我们思维的人。
So that it can change people around us.
第三段他讲到如同劳苦的父亲。
And the third role in this chapter is like a laboring father.
我们读第二章第九节。
Let us read chapter 2, verse 9 of 1 Thessalonians.
弟兄们，你们纪念我们的辛苦劳碌，昼夜做工，传神的福音给你们，免得叫你们一人受累。
Surely you remember, brothers, our toil and hardship.We work night and day in order not to be a burden to anyone while we preach the gospel of God to you.
第十一节和第十二节
Verses 11 and 12 said,
你们也晓得我们怎样劝勉你们、安慰你们、嘱咐你们个人，好像父亲带自己的儿女一样，要叫你们行事对得起那招你们进他。国得他荣耀的神
For you know that we deal with each of you as a father deals with his own children, encouraging, comforting, and urging you to live lives worthy of God who calls you into his kingdom and glory.
保罗这边讲到说纪念他们的辛苦
Here says, brothers, you remember our toil and hardships.
昼夜做工
We work night and day
传福音给你们
so that we can share with you the gospel of God
他这一段讲到这个劳苦的父亲
this passage talks about a father who labors hard
他到各处去传讲福音
Paul went to many places to share the gospel
他特别讲到说他不要累着你们
so I don't want you to be labored
在灵后十二章特别说到说我所求的是你们不是你们的财物
and in 2 Corinthians chapter 12 says, What I want is you, not your wealth or assets.
他说到说，儿女不该为父母积财，父母该为儿女积财。
Actually, he said, children should not have to save up for their parents, but parents for their children.
所以我们看见有的时候他支帐篷。
And therefore, you saw Paul work by making tents.
很多的时候他不拿从哥林多教会来的供给。
And also, he chose not to accept any financial support from the Church of Corinth.
他说我为你们费财费力。
He said, for you, I have spent my effort and my money.
这是一个为父的心。
And that is the heart of a father.
他所要的是你们被成全。
And so that children can be edified.
你们能够长进。
So that you can grow.
你们能够得着这位耶稣基督
so that you can have Jesus Christ.
不只是信主而已
We don't want you just be saved.
生命还要长大，要得着更丰盛的生命
We want your life to grow, to have a life abundantly.
所以保罗他像一个劳苦的父亲
Therefore, Paul acted like a father who labors much.
他说我们是这样的
He said, this is how We live.
所以不只是保罗一个人，他整个的同工，他们所活出来的那个见证。
Not only that was the testimony Paul lived, but also his co-workers.
在这边我们就看见这边所传讲的福音。
So you see the gospel shared here.
今天不是叫人只是仅仅的得救。
It's not just for people to be saved.
他们所传讲，所让我们能够得着的这个全备的福音。
What they were preaching and desire for us to receive is the full gospel.
很多时候我们说救赎是一个手续。
And many times we say redemption is just a procedure.
但它不是一个目的。
It's not the ultimate purpose.
这个手续非常的重要。
It's a very important procedure.
我们的得蒙救赎，过犯得以赦免。
So once we're received and are redeemed and our sins are forgiven,
今天我们才有可能走在这条路上。
Then we can walk on the way of life.
但是很多的时候，我们看见，如果只是传一个得救的福音。
And many times we see if we share a gospel just for salvation purpose,
或者是说人只以此为满足
or if people are satisfied by just being saved,
我不会下地狱了
Oh, I will not go to hell anymore.
今天我是神的儿女
I have now become a child of God.
有一天我可以上天堂
And I'm going to heaven one day.
好像已经满足了
I'm happy with that.
弟兄姐妹，救赎是一个手续
Dear brothers and sisters,To be redeemed is just a procedure.
所以保罗他们，他像一个劳苦的父亲。
That's why Paul labored like an old father.
他们辛苦劳碌，昼夜做工。
He toiled through hardship and he worked nights and days.
他们不只是说叫你得救。
Because he doesn't want people just to be saved.
因为他们有一个为父的心。
He has a heart like a father.
他要栽培，要造就他们。
He wants to edify them, he wants to cultivate them, he wants to redeem them.
他不愿意累着他们。
But he doesn't want to be a burden in the process.
他看重的是这班神的儿女。
What he considers important is the children of God.
要怎么样能够被建造起来
Can be edified and built up.
要怎么样这一群神的儿女他们成为神的见证
He wants to see the children of God to have living testimony.
十一节讲到你们也晓得我们怎样劝慰你们安慰你们嘱咐你们
And he says you know how we have dealt with you like a father encouraging, comforting, and urging you.
在林前四章讲到说我们学基督的师父虽有一万为父的确实不多
In 1 Corinthians chapter 4 it says Even though you have 10,000 guardians in Christ You don't have many fathers
因我在基督里用福音生了你们
For in Christ Jesus I became your father through the gospel
你们要效法我
Therefore you have to imitate me
效法他有一个为父的心。
You guys have to imitate me like a father.
跟神的儿女有一个生命的关系，生命的连接。
We want you to have a closer and deeper relationship with children of God.
师父虽有一万。
You can have many teachers or guardians.
当他在这边讲到说，怎么样劝勉你们，怎么样安慰你们，嘱咐你们。
Here it says, how he encouraged them, comforting them, and urged them.
今天我们可以讲一个对的道理。
Yes, we can teach people a doctrine which is correct.
我们可以做一个很正确的教导。
And we can also teach people what is right.
但是很多时候缺少一个为父的心。
But many times we may lack the heart of a father.
很多人他们愿意来教导。
A lot of people like to teach others.
但是在神的家里面需要有为父的心。
But in the house of God, what we need more is a father's heart.
这一个为父的心叫你辛苦劳累。
And a father's heart enable us to labor.
但是你充满了喜乐。
Yet still have great joy.
这一个为父的心虽然你讲同样的一句话。
And you may be saying the same thing.But with a father's heart,
但是里面的爱是那个出发点。
And that will be coming out of love.
是里面那个负担好像是那个泉源一样涌流出来的。
It's a burden within us, make us to speak from a spring within.
今天不是做一个师父。
We're not here to be a teacher.
是带着一个为父的心。
But to be a father.
好像圣经里面告诉我们说，你们做父亲的。
Just like in the Bible, God tells us, fathers,
我们要怎么样来教训和警戒养育我们的孩子。
How you should bring, instruct your children.
是的，怎么样来教训警戒来养育他们。
How we should bring our children up in the training and instruction of the Lord.
教导是非常重要的。
It's very important to teach and instruct.
我们在孩子从小的时候，我们就知道需要教导他们。
We need to teach our children when they are little.
让他们认识神的话。
So that they can know the word of God.
但是我们知道说，在这边所告诉我们的是讲到一个父亲怎么样来养育他们的孩子。
But here is tell a father how to bring up his children.
同样的，我们是的需要劝勉神的子民。
Yes.To the children of God, we need to advise them, urge them.
我们需要安慰，我们需要嘱咐。
We need to comfort them. We need to instruct them.
但是需要有一个为父的心。
But when we do all these things, it has to come out of a father's heart.
今天福音，是的，我们要传讲。
Yes, we have to share the gospel.
但是福音不只是叫人得救。
But we're not just sharing gospel so they can be saved.
不只是叫人的罪得着赦免。
Not only to have their sins forgiven.
得着永远的生命。
To have the everlasting life.
在这里我们就看见保罗他们所传讲的福音。
And here you see the gospel Paul is sharing.
他有一个荣耀的盼望。
He clearly see the hope of glory.
他说好像父亲带自己的儿女一样。要叫你们行事对得起那招你们进他国得他荣耀的神。
And verse 12 says To live your life worthy of God who calls you into his kingdom and glory.
所以带着一个荣耀的盼望他来传讲这个福音。
So when Paul preached the gospel he had a hope of glory.
他带着这样的一个指望他在那里来劝勉他们来嘱咐他们。
With a hope like that, he encouraged them, he instructed them.
这是一个为父的心。
And that is a father's heart.
哦，叫我们真是在这一个救恩的里面。
So that we can be in the salvation.
我们都在一个身体的当中。
We can be in the same body of Christ.
我们是互相做肢体。
We are members of the same body.
今天我们需要同被建造。
And we need to be built up together.
弟兄姐妹，在这一些不同的角色。
And in these different roles.
其实不是讲说你是这个角色，我是这个角色。
We're not saying, you know, you play this role and I play that role.
是的，有些时候因着每一个人的恩赐功用是有不同的。
Indeed, we all have different gifts.
但是巴不得在这一章里面，我们在这三个不同的角色，主都来提醒我们。
But our wish is that the Lord will remind us all these three different roles to us.
他今天让我们能够认识到他招我们。
so that we can truly see that He has called us.
验证我们。
He has approved us.
因为我们里面有一个愿意的心。
All because we have a willing heart.
他把福音托付在我们的身上。
So God entrusts in us His responsibility of gospel preaching.
叫我们知道我们是一个受托的管家。
So we have to know we are a keeper, a manager entrusted by God.
今天我们活是为着主来活。
So when we live for the Master.
我们传讲是为着讨主的喜悦。
We share the gospel so that we can please our Master.
所有的不是为着我们自己。
And whatever I have or doing is not for myself.
我们是一个管家。
We are merely a manager, a keeper.
良善忠心有见识的管家。
A good, faithful, and knowledgeable servant of God.
他叫我们看见一个温柔的母亲。
And he wants us to see that we need to be like a gentle mother.
那这个温柔的母亲，她怎么样充满了忍耐
？And how the mother is full of endurance,
她温这样的温和来传讲这个福音。
And gently she instructs the preach the gospel.
劝诫在温柔里面来劝诫那抵挡的人。
And with gentleness she instructs those people who oppose the gospel.
当主的生命从我们身上能够彰显出来
When the life of the Lord is manifest through us
生命能够改变生命
Life can change life
那最大的能力今天在我们的身上先彰显出来
So this greatest power can be seen through us first
它叫做得着像母亲一样乳养自己的孩子
So that we can act like a mother who cares for her little children
我们宝贵神的儿女
We cherish children of God.
每一个蒙恩得救的都是那样的宝贵
Every saved child is precious.
需要保养顾惜
We need to feed them. We need to care for them.
哦，这是基督的身体
And that is the principle in the body of Christ.
那我们看见怎么样因着爱，他们愿意把自己舍了
And how because of love, they are willing to give them long lives.
有多少伟大的见证
There are so many wonderful testimonies.
这些母亲们，她们愿意因着爱把自己来舍弃
How many mothers are willing to lay down their lives for their children because of love?
有好多她们一做了母亲，好像整个人改变了
And a lot of people are changed once they become a mom.
本来晚上很不容易起来的
And some people used to have a hard time getting up at night.
但是一做了母亲，孩子一哭，她们马上就跳起来
Yeah, once she becomes a mother, with a little sound made by her baby, she will be waken up quickly.
很多这些改变是因着爱的缘故
And all these changes in pattern is caused by love.
我们求主把这个爱充满在我们
And we pray the Lord will put this love in our hearts.
这是父愿意舍他儿子的爱
And this is the same kind of love that Father God is willing to lay down His Son's life for.
这是主耶稣愿意为我们舍命的爱
And this is the love that Jesus willingly let go His life.
主把这个爱充满我们
And we pray the same kind of love will fill our Hearts,
我们爱神的儿女
so that we can love children of God.
我们讲到说，如同劳苦的父亲
and also labor like a father.
啊，这个劳苦的父亲，他们那样的殷勤的，他们怎么样来劝慰、来安慰，怎么样来嘱咐
？And this father is diligently advising, urging, and instructing his children.
不是讲一些。道理
Not just teach them doctrine or theory.
一些的教训
Not just some teaching.
是的，需要教导
Yes, we need to teach our children.
但是带着一个为父的心
But must come out of a father's heart.
哦，这个为父的心，因为看见一个永远的荣耀
And the father sees a glory that is eternal.
那有神的国度。马上就要来到
And how he sees the kingdom of God is near
那是何等的荣耀
And so glorious
今天我们里面受到吸引
And we are drawn to that glory
今天求主把这样一个为父的心赐给我们
So that we can now bear a heart like a father
所以我们就知道传讲这样宝贵的福音
So we know when we share this precious gospel
这个福音除了我们罪得赦免，我们得着永远的生命。
The gospel not only tells us that our sins are forgiven and we have the eternal life.
这个福音是神的儿子。
But also it's the Son of God Himself.
我们能够得着他，成为我们的生命是一切的丰富。
So that we can have the Son of God to be our life, to have his fullness.
今天这个福音不只是我们个人。
And it's not just for us individually.
在这边我们看见基督是爱教会，为教会舍己。
We see Christ loves his church. He laid down his life for the church.
今天我们一同在这样的一个恩典的里面。
And you and I are now living in this grace.
哦，叫我们得着他一切的丰富。
So that we can together receive his fullness.
福音要传扬出去。
We need to preach the gospel.
福音是好消息。
The gospel is the good news.
今天一点星星之火。
It only takes a spark.
能够燃起萤火兴旺。
To get the fire going.
我们求主这些日子把福音的火烧旺在教会的里面。
So it is our prayer that God would set the fire of gospel preaching in his church.
弟兄姐妹，无论环境多么的艰难。
Oh, brothers and sisters, doesn't matter how difficult our situation may be.
但是今天神他给我们有各样的方式能够把福音传扬出去。
And God has opened up different ways and manners through which we can share the gospel.
我们都预备好了。
So what we need to do is be ready.
我们说主啊，我在这里。
And say, Lord, here I am.
你差遣我。
Send me.
好，弟兄姐妹，我们在主面前一起祷告。
Let us pray together.
主，我们的心感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你爱我们，为我们舍了你的自己。
For you have loved us, and then you have given us your life.
求主，你把这生命的爱充满在我们的里面。
And we pray that you fill our hearts with the sacrificial love.
这个爱来激励我们。
And this love will compel us.
叫我们不为自己活，我们单为主来活。
So that we no longer live for ourselves, but for the Lord.
主，你把福音托付给我们。
Lord, you have entrusted us with your gospel.
主啊，得着我们成为你忠心的管家。
Obtain us to be your faithful keeper.
哦，主，我们心求主，你把这个为母的心，那个爱充满在我们的里面。
We pray that you fill our hearts with a mother's love.
你怎么样爱教会，为教会舍己
？How you love the church and lay down your life for it.
主啊，叫我们也因着爱甘心舍了我们的自己。
In the same way, Lord, help us to be able to let go ourselves for the same love.
我们祷告福音的火焰在教会里面能够烧旺起来。
We also pray the fire of gospel preaching be inflicted in your church.
Oh, 不止福音的朋友他们蒙恩得救。
Not only our friends can be saved through the gospel.
今天神的儿女让我们真知道这是何等荣耀的福音。
But also help the children of God to see this such a glorious gospel.
叫我们把自己来交献在你的面前。
So that willingly we offer ourselves in your hand.
然后让你的福音的火焰能够烧旺。
So this fire of gospel preaching can burn within us.
用那荣耀的盼望来吸引我们。
Oh Lord, draw us near with the hope of eternal glory.
我们的心仰望你。
We trust you.
哦，一点星星之火能够燃起萤火兴旺。
A little spark can set the fire going.
主啊，我们在这里。
Lord, we say, here we are.
求你差遣我们。
Please send us.
求你把火点燃起来。
Please inflict the flame within us.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. 请我们一起唱圣徒诗歌592首。
Let us sing a hymn together. It's in our hymn book 592.
一点星星之火。
Pass it on.